This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN Security Council envoys spoke of suffering and urged an end to the war in the Gaza Strip on Monday as they visited the Egyptian side of the Rafah border crossing, the besieged Palestinian enclave's only entry point for aid.
This is really a tragedy, and it has been too long. We have suffered too much.
China's representative to the United Nations, Zhang Jun. A majority of UN member states support an immediate and lasting ceasefire between Israel and the U.S.-designated terrorist Palestinian militant group Hamas, which controls Gaza. Ukraine's president is back in Washington, warning Russia has its sights set on more than his country. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky says even as Vladimir Putin fights Ukraine,
his real target is the freedom. Freedom people enjoy from Warsaw to Chicago to Yokohama.
Zelensky's trip here comes with Congress deadlocked over approving more aid for Ukraine, a political fight he says is an inspiration to Putin. The Russian leader's dream come true. A day before Zelensky will meet with President Biden, Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin called America's commitment to Kyiv unshakable. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine warned Monday its European ambitions are at risk as EU leaders struggle to agree on renewing financial support for Kyiv and extending an invitation to start membership talks. Leaders of the 27 European Union members meet Thursday to decide the fate of a promised 50 billion euro aid package, additional funds for weapon shipments, and opening Ukraine's path to join the bloc.